Anchorage is facing a considerable budget shortfall this year and next. The city is $9 million short this year and nearly double that amount next year. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan announced the figures when he released his transition report today. Mayor Sullivan, why is Anchorage facing such a large budget shortfall?
Well, it happens when your revenues and your expenditures don't match up. And the primary drivers of that on the revenue side is we're not experiencing the anticipated numbers from things like bed tax and our investment funds, fees and fines are down, all those things that contribute to our overall revenue structure other than property tax. We're just not seeing the numbers that were projected. And then you combine that on the expenditure side with increased expenses, particularly in the labor contracts. And what we have is a budget challenge. And the $17 million challenge that was the first of the year, which they took care of, just was not adequate to take care of the whole problem. And with the city budget, we're required by law to balance the budget. So we definitely have to come up with $9 million in savings. We cannot go into deficit.
And what measures will you take to try to close the gap?
You know, you look at everything. First and foremost, we've asked all the executives in the city to take a 5% pay cut. We've put a hiring freeze on. We've put a travel freeze on. We're looking now then to each department. We had a meeting with all the department heads this morning, and we're going to be meeting with them one-on-one, going through their budget in detail and literally finding ways that we can reduce costs and somehow maintain an adequate level of service.
Mayor, do you think that money from the Federal Economic Stimulus Act will help?
Probably not. We've gone through the stimulus package, and it looks like most of those funds are targeted to specific programs, oftentimes not programs that can replace general fund revenue. So it doesn't look like that's going to be a source. We probably, for next year, though, will be seeing if we can work with both our state and federal governments and maybe get some help on funding some programs that normally come from the operating budget and the general fund, and seeing if we can't get some grants to help offset some of that. And with the state, maybe an increase in revenue sharing.
You mentioned a hiring freeze and possible pay cuts. Do you expect that you're going to be losing some city jobs as well?
Not possible pay cuts. All the executives in the city, which is over 150, are getting pay cuts. And the hiring freeze is in effect. But in order to come up with $9 million, keep in mind that one of the challenges is that $9 million has to happen over just the last 5 months of the year. So it's actually fairly dramatic, and I think we probably are looking at some personnel cuts. I don't know that there's any other way to achieve it, to be honest with you.
Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan.